Purim, everyone. The title of the shir I chose is Mitzvah Purim, in the singular. Now he's a Bal Torah, so he says it should be Mitzvah Purim. But the truth is that the problem doesn't begin with me, it begins with Torah, with the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah puts together the halachos of Purim and Chanukah. And he says, always in his introductions, he says what he's going to be discussing. So he says, Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah, yesh bichlom al shtei mitzvah tasei. The two of them comprise two mitzvah tasei midivrei sofer. Purim, Megillah comprises one mitzvah, and Chanukah comprises a second mitzvah. Ubiel shtei mitzvah tasei, and these two mitzvahs will be explained the Prokim Elu in the coming chapters. And that's the question that, it's actually a question of the Rishonim. Rabbi Leon Mizrahi already asks this on the Sefer Mitzvah Gadol Masmag. Why does the Rambam call the mitzvah of Purim mitzvah tasei achat midivrei sofrim? We know that there are four mitzvahs on Purim. There's a mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, there's a mitzvah of Seuda, a mitzvah of Mishloach Moed, a mitzvah of Matanos Regeinim. So there are four mitzvahs tasei midrabbonim on Purim. Why does the Rambam call it one mitzvah tasei? It could be that the question isn't so serious. The Rambam begins Kriyas Megillah Bizmalo mitzvah tasei midivrei sofrim and Adon Midum Shitakonas Hanaviim. And it could be that that is the main mitzvah, the main takanas hanaviim was on the Mikra Megillah, and the rest are perhaps less not important, but less of the essential part of the mitzvah. But nevertheless, I'd like to suggest a mahalach, which is based on what I saw in some Achronim, that in fact the four mitzvahs are at their roots really one mitzvah. Right? We're going to connect Mikra Megillah, Suda, Mishloach Moed, and Matan Levayim. Now, three quarters of the work is done for me by the Baruch Hashem that I saw, and I'll just be adding the last quarter. But let's begin with the first, the three mitzvahs other than Megillah. Now, if you look in the Rambam in Perik Beis Halacha Yudalad, so first of all, he lumps them together. Mitzvah Yomar Bo Oso Lefnei Kforim by Yorot, Yom Chamish Oso Lefnei Krochim, Liyos Yom Simcha Umishpe. So he lumps together the mitzvah of the 14th day is that it be a Yom Simcha U'Mishpeh, a day of Mishloach Monos, and a day of Matanos Levayim, which is pretty much a quotation of the Megillah. La'achas Oisam Yom Mishpeh V'Simcha Matanos Levayim Mishloach Monos Israel Matanos Levayim. So let's begin the first with the mitzvah of Seuda. So the mitzvah of Seuda is taken from the words La'achas Oisam Yom Mishpeh V'Simcha, derived from the words Mishta the Simcha, and we know the Magid Mishnah says in Simcha el b'Bosor, so there's a chayva to have a suda with meat and to have a suda with wine. Mishta, it's derived from the word you mean Mishta the Simcha. So that suggests that at its root, the mitzvah of suda is a mitzvah of Simcha. Like on Yom Tov, we have a mitzvah of Samachto. The mitzvah is to rejoice on Purim, and the means is through meat and through wine. Chayvin Shlebesume is also part of the mitzvah of Simcha. Part of the mitzvah of Seuda. The mitzvah of Seuda has its root in the mitzvah of Simcha. That's straightforward. What about the mitzvah of Mishloach Monos? Now, the Rishonim already give mainly two reasons for the mitzvah of Mishloach Monos. There is the reason of the Monos Halevi, which is that it's in order to be Marbe Reus, in order to increase friendship. But the Lashon HaRambam would indicate more like the shit of the Trumas Hadeshem. The Trumas Hadeshem says that one has to ensure that one's friend has food for the Suda as well. And the Lashon HaRambam would seem to indicate that he understands Mishloach Monos more within that context. Because the Rambam says in Halacha Tezvov as follows. He's discussing the mitzvah of Suda. So he says, Ketzav Choyva Suda Zu. How does one go about this Choyva Suda? So he says, you have to eat meat, you have to drink wine. V'chein, in the same Halacha. And similarly, Chayav Odom Mishloach Shtei Monos Shal Boso Yishim Yitav Shal Etzetra L'Chaveiro Shenema Mishloach Monos Yishmerei Eid. So in the same halacha, and not only the same halacha, but with a linking v'chein, he says, how do you go about having a suda? You drink meat and you have wine. You also send to your friends Shtei Monos of food or Min Etzav Shal Etzetra. So it's evident from the Lashon of the Rambam that he views the mitzvah Mishloach Monos as part and parcel of a chayva suda. You have to have a suda, and you have to also ensure that your friend also, at least one friend of yours, also has the food to make a suda. So much so, is Mishloach Monos a subsection of the Chayv Avtu, the first one is Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tofresh Tzadikei. The name of the Siman is Dinei Seuda Purim. And the first three Seifim discuss Seuda. And Seif Dalet says you have to send Mishraach Molech. So the Shulchan Aruch also went on the lines of the Rambam, it comes under Dinei Seuda Purim. We also know that there's a shita that the Mishraach Molech has to be edible, immediately edible and not raw. So the idea is it should be relevant for the Seuda. But so much so is it part of the Chayv Seuda. There's an interesting Gemara in Megillah Davzayin Amud Beis. The Gemara in Megillah Davzayin Amud Beis discusses two Amoraim who unfortunately didn't have enough to have a Seuda themselves and to give Mishraach Molech properly. So the Gemara says as follows, that Abaya Bar Ovin, Rav Chanina Bar Ovin, Machlefa Seuda Sayu L'Hador, they would exchange Seudais. Now what does it mean they would exchange Seudais? So the Rambam learned, and that's how he talks in Shulchan Aruch, that what it means is that A gave to B for his Seuda, and B gave to A for his Seuda, and therefore they were there by the time Mishlach Momos, they also had therefore what to have for their Seuda, and everyone had been fulfilled his obligation. That's how it's possible in the Shulchan Aruch. But Rashi learns differently. Rashi says, what do you mean they exchange their Seuda? So Rashi says, Zeh oichelim zeh b'purim shoshonazu. I went to my friend this year on Purim, u'bishmiyo, and next year, Feir chaveroi imoi, my friend came to me. That's what the two Amirah. He went to his friend this year. Next year, his friend came to him. Now, there's a big question here. Bishlam, as far as Suda is concerned, right? Many of you might be invited out for your Suda. You don't have to have your Suda at home. That's fine. This year, he was invited to his friend. Next year, he invited his friend to his. So each part took of the Suda. But where did each one fulfill the mitzvah of Mishlach Molech? According to the Rambam, I gave you Molech, you gave me Molech. But according to Rashi, this year, I simply went to your house and ate by your Seuda. I didn't give you anything. And next year, you're coming to me. How do I fulfill my obligation of Mishlach Molech by going to you for the Seuda? So the Achronim grapple with this Gemara according to Rashi's understanding. The Bachar B'Pshat, which escapes me at the moment. But the Mogen Avraham learns that a Moedik Chiddush. He says, because we see that Mishreach Molech is a chelik of the mitzvah of Seuda, so he says a Moedik Chiddush. He says, Rashi therefore tells us that if somebody is loy heichin loy Seuda, if somebody has not prepared himself for Seuda, so he's not mechuyev the mitzvah of Mishreach Molech. It's not an independent mitzvah. When you have a Seuda, you have to give of your Seuda to Molech, to somebody else. If you're not having a Seuda, you're going to your friend for the Seuda, you have no chiyuv of Mishlach Molech. It's part of your Seuda, and if you're not having a Seuda this year, you're potter from the mitzvah of Mishlach Molech. The Bach has a mahalach that that's right. The Bach goes more with the Monas Halevi's understanding that the purpose is to be Marbereus. So he says, even if you're invited to your friend, the fact is that Reus has been established because you're having a good time with your friend, so you still on the kai and you're mitzvah Mishlach Molech without having given him anything. That's also a chiddush. But at least the Bach goes down the road that you're fulfilling your mitzvah Mishlach Molech. The Mogen Avraham actually says, you're part of your mitzvah Mishlach Molech because you're not making a Seuda, and Ochil of Mishlach Molech is to give of your Seuda. You're not making a Seuda, you don't have to give Mishlach Molech. So we see up Kidei Kach. We don't have something like this. It's only Rashi's view in the Gemara, and Mogen Avraham's view in Rashi. But nevertheless, up Kidei Kach, it was a chiv of the Seuda. That's what the Rambam says. Keita Choyva Seuda Zu. Part of the Chayv HaSuda is to send Mishlach Molech. So therefore, if we've already established that the Chayv HaSuda is derived from the word Yom Mishnah V'Simcha, it's a din in Simcha, and the din of Mishlach Molech is a din in the Seuda, so that's also a din in Simcha Tayoim, that you should rejoice by having a Seuda, and ensuring that other people also have your friend also has a Seuda with which to rejoice. Both of them, you say, not from their roots would be in the din to be the Simcha on Purim. Now what about the din of Matonos Levyonim? Matonos Levyonim, one would ordinarily understand, is a din on Purim to give tzedakah l'aniyim. The Rambam writes as follows. It's a well known Rambam. In Halacha Tezayin, he goes on to say, based on Halacha Tezayin, Chayev l'chalek l'aniyim v'yem Purim, a person has to tail money to aniyim on Purim. Ein tochas m'shnei aniyim, no less than two aniyim. And to each one you have to give at least one maton. And then the Rambam says, well known Rambam in Halacha Yudayim, he says, Mutav la'odom, la'harboi to maton, he says, Yoinim, It is better for a person to increase his matzonas lev yoimin melaharbois b'seudosle or b'shurach monos l'rayot. So of the three, says the Rambam, if you have a choice and you have money at your disposal, rather increase your matzonas lev yoimin than spend more on your suda or on your b'shurach monos. Why? She'ein shom simcha gedoyla u'mufu'ara, there is no greater or more pleasant simcha. There is no greater simcha, there is no greater joy than to cause the hearts of the umlolim, people who are less fortunate, to be umsameach. That is the greatest simcha a Jew can have. Now the question is, the Rambam is a halachic work, and he's telling you the halachas, and he's not telling you over here Musa. What relevance does it have that the greatest simcha one can experience is to be sameach others? What relevance do I have to the strict halacha of mishloach of matzonos lev yoimin? If the fellow is coming to the Rav and he's saying, I've got so much money, should I add it to my suda, to my mishloach monos, or to matzonos lev yoimin? So we're telling him, add it to your matzonos lev yoimin, because that's the greatest simcha you could ever have. Who's talking about simcha over here? I'm talking about tzedakah over here. So why should I add to my matzonos lev yoimin? Because it'll cause greater simcha. So it's meduyak once again from the Lashon of the Rambam that the din matanas lev yoinim on Purim isn't a tzedakah din. It clearly will fulfill also the mitzvah of tzedakah, but that's not what the din is all about. It's a din in simcha. The Torah said, I want you to rejoice on Purim. So I want you to rejoice by eating meat and drinking wine. I want you to rejoice by giving monos to your friends, so that he should also have a suda to rejoice with. And then the Rambam says, but the supreme way of a yid rejoicing, the Rambam writes in Hilchas Yom Tov, the person sits at home and eats meat, v'noyal dalso his beisa, and he closes and locks the doors of his home, says the Rambam in Hilchas Yom Tov, ein zeh simchas shel mitzvah, le simchas kreiso. That's not true joy, that's simchas kreiso, that's enjoying food. Your food. So the Rambam says, if the mitzvah of matanas levyoinim is in its root a mitzvah to rejoice today, what will cause you the most joy? You might not know it, but the Rambam is telling you, what will cause you the most joy? What will cause you the most joy is to be sameach lev ha'am lorem fa'ele. What will cause you the most joy is to be sameach other people. So if the din of matanas lev yoinim is rejoice, how can you best rejoice by being sameach others? That will give you the biggest simcha. The Ritva says, a new Ritva, in Bob Messiah that ayin chesam at base, the Gemara over there says, again, a well-known halacha, which is Ketokim, Shulchan Aruch, ain medaktikin b'mois purim. One isn't medaktik with mois purim. One doesn't ask for credentials. Elo kol hapeshet yav mois and loy. And the source of that is a pshat of the Yerushalmi in the Gemara about Matiyah that I inches on day. Rashi over there learns differently, but the Yerushalmi says this is what the Gemara about Matiyah tells us. And therefore explains why is it that over here ain medaktikin b'mois purim. So he says avo b'Yerushalmi perikam the Megillah omrino. Is he a worthy oni or true oni? Why? Today's din is not a din merely of tzedakah. Today is a day to rejoice, to give monos. So he shall sum matanas lev yoinim to mishloach monos. The din is to rejoice. Rejoicing, says the Torah, for a yid, like the Rambam explains, is to cause other people less fortunate than you to rejoice. That is the way you rejoice. And on the contrary, a person feels good. Whoever stretches out my hand to me, today I'm giving, that makes me feel really good. It's a din in simcha u'monos, and that's why kol ha'kosh yad monos in loy. Had it been strictly a din of tzedakah, we wouldn't have dispensed with the normal criteria. You have to know who you're giving to. But it's not a din in tzedakah. It's a din to enjoy yourself by giving. The joy of giving. That is the din of matanas lev yoinim. So Baruch Hashem, therefore, we've established, I think quite firmly, that the Rambam, as we said, put together the halacha of su'uda, the halacha of mishloach monos, as ketzad choyva su'uda zu. And we showed to the Mogen Avraham that if you don't have a su'uda, you're possible mishloach monos. And the Rambam goes on to say that matanas lev yoinim is preferable to increase because that causes you the greatest joy, that these three mitzvahs are in their root one mitzvah. And what's that mitzvah? Simcha. The mitzvah is, be happy today. Be happy yourself, give food to others, that they should rejoice and be happy by giving to Kol HaPoish Yad. Whoever asks you, by giving to him, that will cause you to be happy. So what remains therefore to be tied in is the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. Now L'chaira, the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah is a mitzvah like Dinei Kriyas HaTorah, right? It's a chiv v'divrei soferim, Hayomim O'Ela, Nizkorim V'Nasim, so Chazal Darshan, Nizkorim Ayidei Mikra Megillah, and Nasim is through the mitzvahs, the other three mitzvahs. But the mitzvah of Kriyas HaKesuvim, you make a bracha on Mikra Megillah, how does that tie in? Why would the Rambam at least not enumerate Mikra Megillah as an independent mitzvah over the other three? So I'd like to suggest a bit of derech drush. One can allow oneself perhaps to introduce drush into a halachic shir as well. That indeed the yisod of the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah is also a mitzvah to be happy. That's how we're told to read the Megillah. And by way of introduction, because if we're told to be happy today, a person might find it difficult. Every person is perhaps weighed down by various sorrows in his life, and by events that are going on. And yesterday he had a hard day in business, and tomorrow he's not looking forward to things going terribly well either. And today we tell him, go and be happy. So what, he's supposed to drink himself into a stupor in order to be happy? Is that true happiness? Can you induce a state of happiness when you're actually melancholy and you're not feeling happy at all? So why is a person not feeling happy? Because he's scared, he's afraid, he's befuddled, he doesn't understand the way things are working in his life, things seem to be going wrong. So the Torah says, I have for this an antidote. Go and read the Megillah. Read the Megillah and you will see how events are all coordinated and tied in. And that will lead you to a true state of simcha, and you'll be able to rejoice in the midst of hayom. Vayehi b'imei Achashverosh. And it was. I heard from a Rav Avigdor Miller, and in fact, most parshiyos in the Torah after Bereishis always begin with a Vav HaChibur. I'm not going to go through all the parshiyos, but you can look for yourself. It's always and Vayehi b'imei Achashverosh, because a Yid believes that there's no event that occurs in a vacuum, that occurs by chance, that occurs just without any connection. Every event in the entire Bria, since Bria to Olam, in the general world and in a person's personal life, is always a connection to what occurred previously. It's always a preparation to what's going to occur subsequently. And Rav Avigdor Miller wants to suggest an insight into the events of the Megillah based on the Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara says that Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni posach lo l'hai parshasa, he introduced the Megillah with the following posuk. The posuk in Yeshayah we say in Aftorah, Kacha sanatut yale beroish, so he darshan's natut, the thorn bush is homon, and beroish, the seed of the sweet smelling spice is Mordechai. Instead of homon will arise Mordechai. That was his introduction to the Megillah. Rabbi Miller wants to suggest a mahalach, I'll just repeat it to you very briefly, how the Vayehi b'imei Achashverosh occurred as an immediate follow on of the events that had preceded it. He says that in the time of the Bais Rishon, the central figure in Klal Yisrael was the Melech Yisrael. The Melech was the Lev Ha'om, and his purpose was to unite all the factions of Klal Yisrael and to bring them close to Torah and to Avodas Hashem. We find Chizkiyahu HaMelech in his days, Bodkun Don Vavder Shavah, and it wasn't a child who didn't know all the Hilchos Taharos. That was the function of a king, and a king was a very central role within Klal Yisrael. And there came a time when the kings became a bit affected through their positions and perhaps didn't behave as they should, and Rabbein Shalom, concurrent with the Churban HaBayis, decided that the monarchy in Klal Yisrael had to come to an end, and the last of the kings went into Golus, and they were in Golus Bavel for 70 years. And Hashem decided in his wisdom that there now has to come a new era in the history of Klal Yisrael. We have to now establish a new king within Klal Yisrael who will always have the authority and will guide Klal Yisrael to its proper path in Avodas Hashem. Malmalka Rabbonon. From now onwards, the Rabbein Shalom decided it would be the sages, the Chachmei Yisrael, who would be the Melochim within amongst us, and they would guide us.
And Mordechai was the Rosh Sanhedrin. And the Rabbi Yisrael wanted to raise Mordechai to a position of power, because people being fickle as they are, if an old Rav Bent comes and says, Rabbi, this is not the way to behave, Rabbi, he has to behave in this manner, he doesn't command the same authority. But Rabbi Yisrael knew that if Mordechai goes out in his purple garments, in his Lebush Tcheles, and he goes out with a crown on his head and people will respect him, then he will be able to command their authority and then they will listen to him. Says Rabbi Miller, it's Yitochin, that the whole purpose, this is an interesting thought, of the story of the Megillah was to elevate Mordechai to power. Tachas hanatut yale b'roish. It was not that there was a gezeira of Haman to destroy all of Klal Yisrael. And thanks to Esther being at the right place at the right time and Mordechai's intervention, so Rabbi Yisrael saved us from this Torah. And as an aside, after Haman was deposed, he elevated Mordechai to a position of leadership. No. The Rabbi Yisrael wanted to elevate Mordechai's position of leadership, but he doesn't simply do things out of the blue. He doesn't say, right, Haman, you go, and the Pharaohs will now anoint Mordechai as his second in command. So the Rabbi Yisrael never made a whole gezeira that Haman wants to destroy Klal Yisrael, and then Esther will intercede on their behalf, and then Haman will be destroyed and Mordechai will be elevated, and that was the whole purpose in the first place. Not that Tzora was the cause and Mordechai's elevation was the result. Mordechai's elevation was the cause and the Tzora was the result in order to bring about. That was the result from that cause. The idea was Tachas Hanatut Yale B'Roish. So what am I trying to demonstrate? That we see that events are totally not as we see it. The causes aren't the causes and the effects aren't the effect. It could be the reverse. We don't know. What we do know is Vayehi, that there's all a connection. Everything is connected to what occurred previously. There's Rabbi Yisrael guiding everything. Not like Amalek would have it. Amalek was the villain of the Megillah. And Amalek says, the Kali Sword says, Hayesh Hashem b'kizeinu ma'ayin, they were mistaken. Does the Rabbi Yisrael look amongst our affairs or not? Miyaz v'yodoy Amalek. Amalek says, Ashekocho loshem mikre. Things are chance. There's no connection, there's no harmony in what goes on with events, in what goes on in one's life. Everything is by chance. If so, then one has cause to be seriously concerned, because things aren't going well and one has cause for concern. But if one realizes there's a guiding hand, Vayehi, which is connecting everything, then one feels that much more besimcha. On a slightly deeper level, the Arizal says that the Gilui that Yidden was zeichet to at the time of the Nes of Purim was the greatest Gilui that we've ever been zeichet to, even greater than Shavuotos and Yom Tovim. How are we to understand this? I saw the Sefer Nesiva Sholem explains that at the time of the story of Purim, the Gemara says, Remez la'estim na'tovinayin shenar v'nechi haster astir. The Loshin is a double expression of Hester. There was a double Hester upon him. And he explains the double Hester upon him was not only Hester upon him, the Gashmias, which Klal Yisrael had experienced throughout the millennia. They've been persecuted and things haven't been going well for them on a physical level. But here there was a Hester upon him, the Ruchmias. They lost their spiritual direction. They no longer knew where they were heading, what the Rabbi Yisrael wanted of them. There was a Hester calling the Ruchnius. Esther came in. Esther sent a message to Mordechai and she said, Ka'asher Ovadati Ovadati. Again, a double loshon. The Gemara says, Ovadati, like I've been lost in the Olam Azeh, so that I'll be lost in the Olam Abo, because I'm coming now Barotzah, and I've come Ba'onet, and I'm coming Barotzah, I'll be lost in the Olam Abo. I see, she said, that my entire spiritual future is being taken from me. I've no longer any spiritual direction. So she cried out, Kaili, Kaili, again. A double expression. Chazal say, Keli B'yom and Keli B'Sinai. B'yom, the Rabbi Yisrael saved us physically from the Yam on the one side and the Mitzrayim on the other side. B'Sinai, the Rabbi Yisrael gave us the Torah, which is our spiritual nourishment. He said, Rabbi Yisrael, Keli, save us physically, and Keli, save us spiritually. We don't know where we're heading anymore. There was a double Hester upon him. So the Siva Sholem says, similar to the word of Rabbi Yehuda Miller. If we were to understand that when there's a Hester upon him, things are not going well, and then the Rabbi Shalom decides to save us, and things revert, as it were, to their norm, then we're puzzled, so why should this saving afford us any greater gilu than had the Hester upon him not begun in the first place? But we're wrong! It's not sure that the Hester upon him and the Rabbi Shalom decides to save us. The Rabbi Shalom sometimes wants to send a great gilu. How does he do that? See, there's a moshul that Sefer Sholem says, the father, when things are going well with his son, he says good morning, good evening, but The son doesn't see how great his love, the father's love is for him. When the son is sick and in a precarious situation, the father is the surgeon and has to be menateach him, then the son is shown the father's great love for him. The Rabbi Shalom wants to show us a great gilu. How does he go about it? Oirais may oifel omar vayeh. The Rabbi Shalom's derech is that he sends a great oifel, and from that shines forth a great light. So the Rabbi Shalom's purpose in the double hestaponim was precisely to bring about the gilu, and therefore it follows that the greater the hestaponim is, the greater the gilu is going to be afterwards, because that's the whole purpose of hestaponim first. In Mitzrayim, Yidden had never lost sight of the Rabbi Shalom. Vayizok v'tasha v'osam elokim. They always retained a connection with the Rabbi Shalom. So they were saved, but not as much. The gilu wasn't as much. But if they totally lost all connection with the Rabbi Shalom, and the purpose of the hestaponim is for the ultimate salvation that comes at the end, therefore it follows that the greater the heft upon him is, the greater was the salvation that they merited. So when I was Ms. Boylan in these events, in what the story of the Megillah teaches us on a physical and on a spiritual level, one sees that life is not as we perceive it, and heft upon him is not as we perceive it, and there's a purpose for it all, and the purpose is Oros Me Ofel, to bring out a great light and to bring a great salvation, and that everything is connected, and there's a guiding hand, and there is no mikra like Amalek would have it, and there is no chance, and there is no coincidence, and therefore we are able to view our own personal lives in a brighter light and to be more content and take everything with greater equanimity when we understand that truly everything has a purpose. We might not see it today, we might not see it tomorrow, but we are aware when we study the Megillah about the greater purpose of it all. So coming back to the more halachic area, the Gemara in Eirachim says, why don't we say Halel on Purim? So the Gemara says three terutzim. One of the terutzim is Kriyoso Zuhi Halelo. The Kriyas HaMegillah is Halel. It's not a Halel that said the Gori, like the very Nes was a Nes that took place B'Soicha Hester. But behind the Kriyas HaMegillah lies not a Kriyas HaKsuvim, says the Gemara. Behind the Kriyas HaMegillah lies a Halel, a form of praise to Hashem. That's what Kriyas HaMegillah is. Kriyas HaMegillah is a form of praise to Hashem, thanking Hashem for what? For being the guiding force behind every event in history, and for arranging everything the way He alone knows what should be the right effect and what should be the correct cause to bring about that effect. And I'm just taking a short jump from Halel to Simcha. The purpose of the Kriyas HaMegillah is to praise Hashem, and when one is b'yinon and praises Hashem properly, that brings a person to a state of joy, because he realizes that there's nothing to be upset about. Everything has a purpose, everything is harmonious, everything is working out, and therefore a person is able to experience a state of joy. Which is why we find that Megillah Nikras, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, before the Mitzvah Sayom, read the Megillah, get into this state, understand that there's every reason to have joy. But below Yavar or ships of the ships on things, then you don't name it, because the whole purpose is to bring you into the state of joy where you will fulfill the subsequent mitzvah, which, as we explained, their mitzvah is the mitzvah of joy. The Chazan announced this morning, when you say Bircha Shachiyonu, you should have in mind to be Yotzol mitzvah. If they were to be separate mitzvahs, then the Chari makes little sense. I'm making Shachiyonu Mikra Megillah. So how am I going to be Yotzol with that? Shachiyonu on the mitzvah of Mishraach Marash, I'm going to do later on today. The answer is, you're not making a Shechiyono on Mikra Megillah. You're making a Shechiyono on Mitzvah Simcha. Shechiyono Mikimono Megillah of Manazet, the Mitzvah of Simcha, the Mitzvah of understanding through the reading of the Megillah what there is to be happy about. And then I go on during the day and express this joy through the Suda, through the Mishraach Marash, which is the Chelek of the Suda, and through Matonos Levyonim, which is Ein Simcha Mufu'ora Ugedoyla Elo L'Sameach Levanim V'Yisraimim. May the Rebbe Shalom help that in the merit of experiencing this joy, the four migration say Ki B'Simcha Sei Tseyu, through feeling joy one goes out, one will go out from one's personal sorrows, and the Ezra Hashem we will all tell Yisrael B'Nigal B'Gula Shalem Abim Heir V'Yameinu Amen.
Gada bi gada shmei rabu yom yuchit bi amdu shoy ve hayach nemay ve khayde ve bayt shoy ve